one-party media, along with a whole lot of other institutions, including the unions, that support one party, and work very hard and funnel a lot of money to that group. And there's no other side for balance. There is not a lot of reporting. I mean, thank God for talk radio and your show to get some other diversity of opinion. But there's not enough talking, people reminding people of that we were completely shut down, that we were put out of work, that a lot of us were not necessary during the pandemic. Remind people that they wanted you to get vaccinated and almost mandated, and in some cases mandated it. People have short memories, and they've forgotten that. And have they forgotten how good the economy was 3 years ago and the price of gasoline? Because they have, but there's not enough people, media, driving that here. And so the word doesn't get out, and people don't think about it enough. And we just lack, we, the conservative, limited government movements, lack organization. We lack funding of those organizations. And that's part of the reason this isn't a blowout for those people that are standing up. But then I also think it's just been bad messaging. None of these candidates are clearly defining the security issue. I mean, it's back the blue. We need police. No one's clearly defining the border issue. No one's clearly defining the affordability issue. I mean, housing's gone up. Gas is up. I've ranted about this in the last segment here. Everything is more expensive for the average, for everybody. And for the average person, this is taking a toll. And no one's, I think your candidate's clearly breaking it down to into simpler bites, like, I know your housing, oh, I shouldn't say that, Sisolak had a decent ad about that, didn't he, recently, basically saying he gets it, there's nothing he can do about it. Well, heck yes, there is, he's the governor, but anyway, I'm off, and I want to go back to school.
Well, let me just ask you, because one of the interesting ballot initiatives that we have talked about over the months is the ballot initiative to split up CCSD. And there are people that honestly believe that breaking down the fifth largest school district in the country into smaller bites might be the answer. The Community Schools Initiative was out collecting signatures. Can you give us an update on where they are? Because I happen to believe that might be an answer, not the answer, but an answer to the problem.
It's an answer for one portion of our population. So basically being driven by out of Henderson, by someone on the Henderson board, circulating petitions to break up, Clark County School District, but I think it's going to have to be a statewide referendum to break up our school districts. And here's the problem. You're still going to have bureaucracy, small ones, and they might be more attentive locally because they're smaller. They'll be closer to parents, closer to the communities. But they'll still have union teachers who have their own agenda. You'll still have the bureaucrats that have their own agenda. And you still have not fixed the accountability at all. Will they somehow then put in merit pay in that district when they've got to deal with the teachers' union? No way. It's the accountability piece that's missing. Let's push for accountability. Let's pass legislation where teachers are judged on test scores or something. It doesn't have to be that. It has to be something that's going to predict future outcomes for kids and also what the kids have learned. There's ways to do that. There's testing. It doesn't have to be branded as racist. Come up with tests for different ethnic groups if that's what you want, but let's have some kind of testing and merit pay.
One of the things that I think is a major challenge for this district, and it turns out it's that way really all over the country, and that is the teacher shortage. NPRI in an op-ed came up with, I think, at least a solution to the teacher shortage, and that involves removing the barriers to getting teachers into the district. Can you talk a little bit about what the challenges are and what the solution might be?
Yes, we do have a shortage. Frustrating that you don't hear about it for the first day of school. Why aren't they talking about it in June so it's solved by August? But anyway, that's what else is new from the bureaucracy. You don't hear about anything until it's the last minute or too late. Yes, we have a very real shortage of teachers. Well, one of the reasons we have a shortage of teachers is good teachers leave. They're frustrated. What do we do to reward them? Why pay them more? Why can't we have different pay systems to reward and keep teachers? I think it's great that we're offering bonuses for new hires. But it's also about licensing. We've got to loosen up who can become a teacher. It doesn't require a four-year degree, and I understand there's some other routes to go. There's some classes you can take, et cetera, and get accreditation even if you've not been a teacher before, or you didn't go to college and you didn't get a teaching degree. But all of that needs to be loosened and looked at, and the problem is we're dealing with a large school district. Again, smaller districts are able to handle that better. But the state laws have to change, and you have to give them the authority to do that. But back to the breaking up question, too. The problem will be you will have districts that are better than others. And so what will happen is those people who can afford it will move to, if Henderson's got better schools, you'll see the price of real estate go up, and everyone will want to move to Henderson, and they'll desert some other section of Las Vegas that has poorer schools. You will find that there will be competitions amongst districts. And then who's underserved? Again, the lower income people, the people that can't afford to move, or the people who don't have a car and can't get another school, versus perhaps private schools can spring up in bad neighborhoods, in tougher areas, to serve those kids that need a different kind of a schooling if they had a voucher system. Again, it puts the power back to the parent. Here, you're still keeping the power with the district, but again, you're going to have better districts and weaker districts. So not everyone's going to be served by this. Some will be served better, and it will make it a little better because it will be a little more accountable because it will be closer. But you still don't have the accountability systems built within.
I don't know that we have solved all the problems of education in 30 minutes, but we certainly shined a light on at least some of the problems and maybe some of the solutions. John, if folks want to know more about what you folks are up to at NPRI, where do they go?
It's pretty simple, NevadaPolicy.org.
Gosh.
Take a look, sign up. You'll get lots of information. If you're interested specifically in education, let us know. Drop us a note. We'll put you in our education-only stream because we've got it constantly coming out just in the area of education.
John, always good, man. Thanks so much. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Kevin. Bye.
There you go. John Zarpolis joining us in this NPRI report brought to you by our friends at Nevada Trucking Association. Paul Enos and all the good folks, the men and women who get stuff from point A to point B all across the state of Nevada and the country. Thank you so much for what you do. That's Nevada Trucking Association. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And we've got a road closure to look out for on Interstate 515 northbound. That's at Boulder Highway. The freeway is closed right there, so use some other routes. We'll keep an eye on that, and hopefully it will reopen again sometime soon. Also, we're seeing some slow flows there on the Beltway 215 westbound past Warm Springs, and you're slow all the way up to the 15 interchange on 215 westbound there. Roadwork and lane restrictions causing some delays there on Interstate 15 southbound. That's between Oakey and Tropicana. Looks like you're only averaging about 35 miles per hour through that area, so approach that area early.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. Las Vegas Aces have a chance to capture their first ever WNBA title tonight when they visit the Connecticut Sun. Vegas up 2-0 in the best of five. In 10 innings last night, the Diamondbacks beat the Dodgers 5-3. Sergio Alcantara with a 3-run homer in the 10th for Arizona. The Dodgers had taken a 3-2 lead earlier in the 10th when Austin Barnes scored on a wild pitch. The A's beat the Rangers 8-7. Oakland scored the go-ahead run on an error when Steven Vogt's routine grounder with two outs in the 9th was bobbled by Texas shortstop Corey Seager. The Giants beat the Braves 4-1. Carlos Rodon struck out 8 over 5 innings, but he left with a blister. Manager Gabe Kapler doesn't expect him to miss any starts. Pacific Coast League doubleheader between Sacramento at Reno, postponed due to rain. Tacoma beat Las Vegas 8-7. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 10-1. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
Hey, remember how 20 years ago I switched to Progressive? Well, now it's the future, and I used all those savings to buy this new hologram phone. Because, you know, it's the future, and everything is holograms now.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
If you wanted to hurt American families, what would you do? Would you open our borders, allowing deadly drugs and human trafficking to spread across our country? Would you turn federal agencies like the FBI and IRS into political weapons? Would you cause the worst inflation in a generation, then shift the debts of the wealthy onto the backs of working families? That's what Joe Biden and Catherine Cortez Masto have done. We need to fight back. We need Adam Laxalt. When government tried to strip our water and property rights, Adam Laxalt fought and won. When Big Pharma was profiting off addiction, Adam Laxalt fought them and won. When gun rights and religious liberties were under threat, Adam fought for Nevada and won. We're in a fight between what's right and what the left has done to America. Adam Laxalt will fight for us.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. You know, here on the program, we bring you a lot of bad news, but today I want to bring you some good news. In fact, some great news. The San Gennaro Feast is back. The Italian and International Food and Music Festival runs September 21st through the 25th at the M Resort Spa and Casino. Check out the live entertainment direct from the Las Vegas Strip. It's great stuff. And the food is phenomenal. That's the San Gennaro Feast, September 21st through the 25th at the M Resort Spa and Casino. I want you to experience it for yourself. So I've got a pair of tickets to the San Gennaro Feast. And all you got to do, be caller number 3 at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. The San Gennaro Feast. I can just taste it. Ooh, I can just taste it. I want you to hear from one of our favorite people, John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana. He was on with Hannity last night talking about Biden policy over the course of the last week or so. It's been horrible. Listen to this.
If electric vehicles are so swell, why does government have to pay people to drive them? Food for thought. Number two, you mentioned...
I wish I thought of that. That's a great line.
Well, it's true if you think about it. Number two, you mentioned inflation. Inflation was made in Washington since President Biden was inaugurated 540 days ago. Prices are up 13.2%. Here's another way of looking at that. A dollar, this buck, is now worth in purchasing power about 87, maybe 88 cents. So, what is President Biden doing about it? You might be thinking, you know, people make mistakes. What's he going to do about it? What's he doing about it? Well, the president has decided to drink himself sober. First, he passed a $750 billion so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which takes $300 billion in higher taxes out of the pockets of the American people when the economy is slowing, prices are rising, and 401ks are crashing. And he gives that $300 billion of taxpayer money to the Green New Deal industrial complex, which will promptly spend it in a way that causes energy prices to go up without reducing world temperatures a scintilla of a degree because China and India refuse to stop emitting CO2. And then for his second trick, the president decided to spend $1 trillion to forgive student debt. Now, we already had a plan to repay student debt. It's called a job, and it was working just fine.
You're on your A-game. You are on your A-game. I'm not interrupting.
But if you look at this from 35,000 feet, I think this is obvious. And that's why I say that President Biden is inflation's best friend. Inflation loves President Biden. Inflation loves President Biden like the devil loves sin. And I don't see where they've done anything whatsoever except sing folk songs to try to stop it ravaging the American people.
John Kennedy is absolutely spectacular. I love John Kennedy. And by the way, I have been a big proponent of John Kennedy as a vice presidential running mate for Donald J. Trump in 2024. I really honestly believe that. I think John Kennedy is a superstar in the making. He really honestly is. I need to take a break. I'm running a little bit behind. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
Hey, Chuck, I gotta tell you, I love the fact that I can find out exactly how much I qualify for at Dollar Loan Center even before I need a loan.
People are always curious about how much cash they can get, and it's way better to know this before you're in a pinch. Let's say you don't quite need a loan today, but might every so often and really just want to find out how much you qualify for and how it works. We do this every day at Dollar Loan Center, and the customers really dig it.
And it's free, right?
Of course. We process your application, let you know how much you qualify for, and then you're ready to go when you need a loan down the line.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes or just stop in to see how much you qualify for. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Home-delivered meals, prescription assistance, utility assistance, disability services. Find resources for seniors in your community. Free and confidential help is here 24/7. Download the app. Text your zip code to 898-211. Call 211. Visit Nevada211.org or chat with a specialist on our website. Get connected. Get help.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Congratulations in order for Donna Spadola of Las Vegas. She's the winner of a pair of tickets to the San Gennaro Feast coming up on the 21st through the 25th at the M Resort Spa and Casino. It's going to be so much fun this year. I'm so looking forward to it. Did you watch Hannity last night? Because Hannity, I thought, was absolutely spot on. They took a clip from Kamala Harris at the big celebration in the White House, and it was just a joke. I mean, it really, honestly was. Kamala Harris gave us the, and this is cut two, by the way, gave us the big lie of the Green New Deal. Listen to this and break it down.
Every year, gas-powered cars and trucks and buses contribute millions of tons of carbon dioxide and toxic air pollution. But there is a solution to this problem. Electric vehicles, electric cars, and trucks and buses, which produce no tailpipe emissions. And they are cheaper to own.
They are not cheaper to own. That would be called, where I grew up, a flat-out lie. The average cost of an electric vehicle is $22,000 more than a gas-powered car, not to mention the additional energy cost to charge the vehicle. And, of course, you have to pillage Mother Earth with big, heavy equipment that's run on diesel fuel, mining for these rare minerals and pillaging them out of the earth, never mind the fossil fuels that you'll actually need to plug in the car, because that represents 90% of our current electric grid. And even with the high price of gas, it would take at least a decade plus to maybe even break even. So Kamala's just flat out lying or just hasn't bothered to do simple math. So for the two-thirds of Americans, those of you out there that are suffering, living paycheck to paycheck, I've been there. It sucks. It's not fun. Electric vehicles are not a solution to any of your problems. But fear not, the Biden administration, they have another solution. if you are one of the many U.S. soldiers, in other words, the real heroes in this country, and you're struggling to put food on the table and make ends meet, the administration is now publicly encouraging and advising our brave military, the people that preserve our freedoms, to apply for food stamps. What a repulsive national embarrassment. Think about this. We're now sending over $50 billion to Ukraine, but our soldiers aren't making enough here at home to buy enough food to feed their family. This is beyond appalling. Biden just spent, what, trillions on inefficient solar panels and wind turbines. We're decades away from this alternative energy or renewable energy independence, as Pete Buttigieg wants and Jennifer Granholm wants. And they want to spend trillions more to bail out social justice majors in college who willingly took out massive student loans. They did it willingly. They signed their name to the loan. And meanwhile, American Armed Service men and women are left to hang out to dry, go get food stamps. How about you take the student loan forgiveness money, make the people that borrowed it pay it back, and pay the people that protect the freedom so these kids can even attend school and make sure they can afford to put food on their table?
That's Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel, and Kamala Harris is a joke. She may harbor hopes of being the next president of the United States. But I got to tell you, this, you want to talk about an empty suit. This woman is the ultimate empty suit. It's embarrassing. It really honestly is. It's embarrassing how bad she is. And she makes no sense whatsoever. And then that cackling laugh just drives me nuts. I mean, it really does. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. By the way, this hour brought to you by the Libre Initiative. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The showroom at South Point presents Herman's Hermit, starring Peter Noon. It's solid gold, hit after hit. Tickets at the box office, online at southpointcasino.com, or charge by phone. 702-797-8055. September 16th to the 18th with Peter Noon and Herman's Hermit at the South Point.
Not only is Steve Sisolak dogged by scandal, he's soft on crime. Under Sisolak, Nevada's going to the dogs. Reduced sentences for drug traffickers and violent offenders. Failed to fund law enforcement and blames police for a spike in crime. After his anti-police policies, no wonder cops are leaving in packs. Steve Sisolak is barking mad. Paid for by the Nevada Republican Party. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.nevadagop.org.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Reduced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall.